going inside hockey with our good buddy Nick Alberga from Sportsnet. He's our fantasy hockey expert, getting you set for the week ahead in fantasy hockey, which starts in just over an hour's time. So let's help you get your lineup set if you'd like to leave it last minute. Hello, Mr. Alberga.
Hey, Pat. How are you today?
I'm good, man. I'm good, and I really enjoyed it. I was able to read the entire 20 fantasy thoughts this week from you, and some really, really good stuff to dive into. And let's dive into maybe the biggest story over the last week or so in the hockey world, and that is the dismissal of Claude Julien as head coach in Montreal. From a fantasy standpoint, what really jumps out to you there?
You're right. Tons of fallout from certainly Dominique Ducharme coming in as the head coach of the Montreal Canadiens. And we can start in between the pipes when it comes to Carey Price. I think now is a good time to sort of bench Carey Price, make sure, he's back to normal or back to more of his standards we've seen earlier this season. His February was dreadful, 3.28 and 880, 14 goals over the past three starts. So I think if you own Carey Price, I would sit him for the time being. I think if you don't own Carey Price, I think he's a really, really good buy-low option right now. And conversely, Jake Allen's a guy I would make a move for in the trade market in terms of fantasy hockey. 4-2-2, a 2.12, a 9.29, not overly tested on Saturday in that OT loss to the Winnipeg Jets, where I thought Montreal thoroughly dominated. But still, I think Jake Allen's got a lot of attached value this season and beyond. Ahead of that, in terms of players as well, Thomas Tatar and Philippe Danault come to mind of two guys who can benefit from the coaching change. For the most part, to start this season, they were in Claude Julien's doghouse. So look at those two guys. And I'll classify this guy as a deep sleeper, Jesperi Kotkaniemi, just because of Dominique Ducharme and how he's done in his career when it comes to junior and, the maturation process of younger type players. But I think him and Kotkaniemi could be a nice relationship to look at here.
You mentioned the Carey Price situation, how rough his February was, and there's one goaltending move you can think about, looking maybe more at Allen than Price, and the goalie carousel around the league very much in full swing right now.
Oh, no doubt about that. You even look there in Calgary, and I know Jacob Markstrom closing in on a potential return, but I think you take a sniff at David Rittich on the waiver wire. I think he's been pretty good as of late, with exception of that one game, of course, against the Sens. Even in Toronto, I know Jack Campbell won't play tonight, so just monitor that situation for now when he is playing. I think he's a really, really good fantasy stopgap. Frederick Anderson hurt right now. And Antti Raanta out in Arizona, I think you look at him. Darcy Kemper is banged up. In terms of buy-low options, I think Carter Hart comes to mind. He's been awful this year, 6-3-3, a 3.35, 899. Granted, he had a good start against Buffalo on Sunday, but it's the Sabres. And Jordan Binnington, I think, is a good buy-low look as well. His February was awful. He tried to fight everybody on San Jose the other night as well, but he was 3-5-1, a 2.78, a 901. And a couple other guys I'll throw out there, John Quick, Cal Peterson of L.A., and Cam Talbot and Kaapo Kähkönen with the Minnesota Wild.
Nick Alberga is with us, Sportsnet 590 The Fan and Sportsnet.ca. He is our fantasy hockey expert. Vladimir Tarasenko closing in on a return in St. Louis. So what does Tarasenko's return to the Blues lineup mean for your fantasy lineup?
Yeah, the Tarasenko watch is on, and I don't know what's happened here. Maybe they over-speculated on the injury, but he's back way ahead of when we thought he was going to be back here. I mean, there was rumors he wouldn't even play at all in the regular season, but it sounds like he's going to get in at some point in time this week for St. Louis. One of the more banged up teams in this league throughout this season. Every game they lose a guy. And so, getting Tarasenko back is big from the fantasy value of everybody who's healthy on that roster. Torrey Krug, Braden Schenn, David Perron, Mike Hoffman, and of course the goaltender, Jordan Binnington. By the way, it'll be Ville Husso tonight for the St. Louis Blues. But in practice the last couple of weeks or so, Tarasenko has been skating with Braden Schenn and David Perron. So I'm not just talking about Tarasenko, but I think you look at heightened value of guys like Schenn and David Perron potentially on the trade market. So you get a guy like Tarasenko back in this fantasy world and you own him on your roster, you're going to be feeling pretty good about life right now.
You've got a few short-term options for us down the middle.
Yeah, it seems like everybody's day-to-day right now. Austin Matthews, Jack Eichel was on the weekend for Buffalo. Evgeny Kuznetsov with Washington, Dylan Larkin. I know the Red Wings only playing twice this week, so you're probably jumping out on everybody Red Wings anyways. But I think you look at guys like Trevor Zegras, the rookie out in Anaheim. William Karlsson has had a strong last couple weeks for Vegas. They've jumbled up their top nine, so keep mind of that. Jack Roslovic with Columbus and Jeff Carter of the Los Angeles Kings. I don't know about you, Pat, but a big story for me in this NHL season early on has been the fountain of youth. You can find a guy, say, over the age of 35 on probably every team in this league who is having an unbelievable season right now. It's pretty crazy.
And finally, maybe the most important thing is to find nice little places you can exploit in the weekly schedule. What does this week hold for fantasy owners?
Yeah, so you mentioned off the top, this week, Utterly Singh is just hectic. 57 games. You know, I think in March in general, it's important to bring up, too, it's unprecedented, too. There are eight teams, if you knew this, in March playing 17 games. That's more than a game a day or a game a day and then some. These teams are going to be very, very fatigued, very, very tired. I'm very curious to see what they do when it comes to goaltenders. But there are 22 teams with four games. I like the schedules of Carolina, Colorado, and Vegas the most. I think in the waiver wire, you look at Martin Natchez, Jesper Foss, who's been in the top six lately for the Carolina Hurricanes with Colorado. Reminder that Cale Makar won't play the first two games or the last two games of this road trip in San Jose. So I think Bowen Byram comes to mind again, Andre Burakovsky, Brandon Saad. And then in Vegas, Alex Tuck, you know, Chandler Stephenson, a couple names that I think, you know, Cody Glass, another guy I would look at in Vegas. And again, Detroit's the only team you want to stay away from this week. And you should anyways, because they're dreadful and have really, really struggled this season. But they only played two games, the only team in the league to do so. Some other waiver looks I would look at, Pavel Zacha with New Jersey. Drake Batherson has quietly been red hot for Ottawa. He's got goals in five in a row and six of the last seven, as Flames fans certainly know. Jared McCann's playing on a line with Brian Rust and Evgeny Malkin in Pittsburgh. I like a look at Zach Sanford this week as well, playing on the top line in St. Louis. Niels Höglander with the Vancouver Canucks, and I mentioned Alex Tuck as well. So there's plenty of value to be found out there.
Great stuff, Nick. You can check out his Fantasy 20 Thoughts every Sunday at sportsnet.ca. He joins us every Monday to help you set your lineup. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
My pleasure. Have a great game tonight.